This is the first time, John, I have ever had anybody tell me the movie was better than the book. So I thank you for that. And, oh, by the way, we can do another first here. A quote from James Thurber.
Wow.
And I'm only doing this because it's a quote from James Thurber.
That's impressive.
Said, hey, John, Columbus' very own James Thurber cites a letter. And what does it has nothing to do with the show. I just want to tell you that.
Yeah, what?
Cites a letter. I need to get a Thurber.
A Thurber thing quote. Yeah, it's now time for quotes from Thurber.
And I think you would enjoy this, Joe. That's
okay.
Fine. Columbus' very own James Thurber cites a letter that Charles Adams sent him, a gentle and grotesque form of humor that may be impossible today. And this is the quote from Thurber, writings of James Thurber. I've gotten a lot of letters about my work, most of them from criminals and subhumans who want to sell ideas. I can rarely use them as they're in the worst possible taste, but sometimes funny in a grotesque sort of way. A man in Boston sent a picture of a local shoe store, a very old one, with shoes for the club-footed, for shortened legs, etc.
The big shoe store.
Underneath the window in gold leaf on black, it said, "Shoes for the entire family."
It's funny.
All right.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's all they sold. Then they must say, if it runs in your family, we got something here for everybody. I guess is the point. I don't know what the point of that was. Jonathan, you're on 610 WTVN.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Jonathan.
Good. I got a movie.